There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
What's up, Alan? Steve?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you for asking. Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Maine Coon and Sphinx are breeds of what animal?
Cat.
Correct. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming?
No.
Montana?
No.
Nevada?
No. Which classic arcade game was the best-selling of all time?
Pac-Man?
No.
Mario?
No.
Arcade game. Tetris?
No. What kind of juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Orange juice.
That is right. What symbol shares a button with the number 4 on a standard keyboard?
Is it the and symbol?
No.
Pass.
What member of KISS was the star child?
Ooh, Ace?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Who plays Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey?
Margot Robbie.
That's right. Which planet in our solar system has the largest ocean?
Mars?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. How many films are tied for having won the most Academy Awards?
3.
Yes. That was a great guess right at the end there. Alan,
sure
you got
was.
5 correct.
Not bad.
Not my best.
But you know what? I'm going to intimidate Steve with a very crazy glare.
You should see this glare, guys. It's very scary.
Danny, can I sit over at that end of the desk?
Yeah.
Are you feeling intimidated?
I'm very nervous.
You should be. Steve, are you ready?
I think I am.
Yeah, Danny, let's go!
That's the turn that I like.
Maine Coon and Sphinx are breeds of what animal?
Cat.
Correct. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is located in which U.S. state?
I'm going to go with Colorado.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
North Dakota.
Yes. Which classic arcade game was the best-selling of all time?
Yes. Miss Pac-Man?
No.
Halo.
No.
Grand Theft Auto.
No. What kind of juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Orange juice.
Correct.
Orange.
What symbol shares a button with the number 4 on a standard keyboard?
I'm going to say pound.
No.
Exclamation.
No.
Money.
Yes. Which member of KISS was the star child?
Oh, my favorite. Oh, I don't know if he's my favorite. I like Ace Frehley too. But it's Paul Stanley.
It is.
Paul Stanley's my favorite.
Who plays Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey?
Danny V.
No.
Taron Daly.
No.
Ryan Castle.
No. Which planet in our solar system has the largest ocean?
That would be Uranus, Taron.
It would not be.
Earth?
No.
Mars?
No. How many films are tied for having won the most Academy Awards?
3.
Yes. Steve?
I got so lucky on a few.
You
of those.
Got 5 correct, and that is a tie this morning, 5-5.
Here we go again, Steve.
Here we go again.
How many times have you and Alan tied?
We tie all the time, but that's a personal question.
Well, neither of you knew.
I have no idea.
Which classic arcade game is the best selling of all time? Danny, do you have a guess?
No.
Oh. Is it Minecraft?
It's not. This is an arcade game, a classic arcade game.
Galaga.
No.
Super Punch, Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
No.
Double Dragon.
No.
Elevator.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just guessed that. Tatum loves playing that when we go to like round one or like the big version. Like that's is that what it sounds like? I don't remember. If I had the space, like a basement, I would love to set up like a giant. Get one of those giant Space Invaders games that you see at the arcades nowadays. Because
yes.
It's Tatum loves it with the big gun.
Yeah, we
it's
need
so
one
great.
In the studio here.
I'm okay with that.
Let's expense it.
You know what? It's a good thing they don't give us the company credit card because we would do that.
Well, congratulations on your big tie, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, you went to Costco yesterday.
I went to the land of...
Dangerous
of
purchases.
Impulse purchases that I don't use. We still haven't used our Creamy Ninja thing. And yesterday we purchased another thing, which I'm almost certain we will never use. Although maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe this will be the catalyst. This will inspire us. We're walking around. We're checking everything out. They have these tents. And these tents that they were selling were a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have lights inside the tent. So I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool. Like you have a tent and it already has built-in lights. Like how awesome is that?
You could have your own little wraith in there.
And I don't know if they can change the colors, but my wife and I are going back. And she's like, that'd be fun. We should actually try and go camping for a change. I'm like, you know what will make us go camping? If I buy this tent. And so I grabbed it. And yes, we purchased it $100 for this tent.
It said
it fits
deal.
6 people, which I think is very ambitious. I feel like you have to really snuggle in if you want to get 6 people. I feel like it'll fit a family of 3 somewhat comfortably.
Steve, when was the last time we went camping?
Danny, I'm not even sure. It might have been 15 years ago, but I'm not positive.
Do you want to know something about camping, though? This is very serious.
We're not going to do it?
It's intense.
And the funny part is... That's not the only impulse purchase that we made. We also purchased one of these giant, like, Lilo and Stitch Squishmallows for Tatum. That was the first purchase we made, because, like, she's always wanted one, and they finally had it. So I'm like, let's get it. And so now my wife's, like, having this meltdown at Costco. She's like, we're buying too much stuff. Let's put something away. What does she grab? This thing of, like sea salt that's, like, $8. I'm like, oh, okay, because that $8 is really taking us over the limit. And she's like, well, we got to get rid of something. We can't. This is going to be too expensive.
Well,
so now we have a tent, and I'm curious to see if by summer's end if we will actually have used it.
Nope.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. We do have someone on hold who bought something that is just too confusing to use. We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first, Aaron from North Bend, tell us about the purchase you made only to never use it.
Yeah, I bought a twin turbo kit for my car and then had work issues, which prevented me from installing it or being able to afford to tune it. So I have about $10,000 worth of parts at my house just sitting on a shelf.
Could you resell it? Would you take too big of a hit on the resale?
I could resell it. It's a niche market for a car that was imported into the country.
Oh.
And also, it's good to just keep that as a constant reminder of a very expensive purchase.
206-803 Rock.
I don't feel so bad about the $100 tent after all.
Bob from Tacoma, what is that purchase you made only to never use it?
Hey, morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you, Bob?
Good. Steve, I think you can appreciate this. I bought a Donner guitar pedal, and what it does is it loops. It has every effect known to mankind. Awesome. It emulates 35 different amplifiers, everything, and the thing's just too frickin' confusing for me.
Have you tried a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, yeah.
When all else fails, get on YouTube.
Either.
And it was even after the YouTube tutorial, it was just too much.
Yeah, there's too much going on. And, you know, you push one button halfway down, it does this. You push it all the way down, and the screen lights up. And if the screen lights up, it'll do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I fried too many brain cells when I was young. I can't comprehend everything.
I've been guilty of that, too, where I'll get, like, a musical thing, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to learn how to use the synthesizer. It can't be all that hard. I've seen people do it, and I look at this thing, I'm like, there's just a lot of freaking buttons.
I have another question for you, though.
Yes.
What about your hockey gear that you bought a couple years ago? Have you used that yet?
I promise. I'm going to bring that gear in and hit you over the head with it. No, I think at some point I'm going to use it.
Do you think you're going to use it or the tent first?
Or the Ninja Creamer.
Oh my God.
You guys just want me to... I should just come in and just give you guys money. Because I'm just wasting money. Might as well give it to you guys so maybe you can put it to use. Because I feel like we're just spending money in my house for stuff that we never use. And there's only one person to blame for it.
Tatum.
Sure.
The Daily Migs Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Jake from Belfair. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Let's spin that wheel and find out who you're playing with, me or Migs.
All right, the wheel is currently on Taryn. Will it stay there? Yes, it will.
Jake, it's you and me, baby.
Oh,
all right, Jake.
Let's do it.
Here is your clip.
Ooh,
that's kind of hard to hear.
Let's play it again.
Ooh, I don't know on this one.
Would you like a hint?
I can definitely help you.
Yes.
The band is fronted by Billy Corgan. Sometimes on a spooky holiday, people like to throw these orange things around.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Nailed it.
And the song title is the number before one.
Zero.
I have to plug my nose when I try and sing like Billy Corgan. I mean, pretty much was, right?
Yeah. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Oh, that would be Faith by the greatest band in the entire world, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, we just took a time capsule from the 90s right there. Get the blank up.
Jake, congratulations.
Awesome.
I could listen to this all day.
I remember when I first heard this, I did not like it.
What?
I wasn't a George Michael guy. And so this was just like, whatever. Man. And then as I slowly became a Limp Bizkit fan, I went back and revisited their first record, and then I was like, oh, this song does slap.
So are you a George Michael guy now?
Oh, big time. Wham. I like him with Andrew, sure. Him alone, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It has been estimated that nearly 8 million millennials relocated last year, heading to just new places throughout the United States. Some of these people left for a different job.
Okay.
Maybe they wanted more space. Different kind of quality of life, but the top 5 states that millennials moved to were Colorado, Rhode Island,
okay.
Maryland, New York, and South Carolina.
So no Washington.
No Washington.
Good. Don't
and
come
then,
here.
On the other
says
end,
the transplant.
They were fleeing from Connecticut,
Washington,
Idaho, Minnesota, Georgia, and Indiana.
Well, I don't know much about any of those places other than Minnesota, and it's cold as F. I went one time, and it was in the winter, and I'm like, this is unbearable. So like, I understand it for that reason, but although I heard Minnesota's a pretty cool spot.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. For the Washington transplants out there, we want to know, where are you from and why did you move here? Let's start with Ray, who's driving north on I-5. Ray, where are you from originally?
Missouri.
And why did you move to the great state of Washington?
Well, long story, but basically for a piece of tail.
Okay. Did it work out for you?
No, it did not. Oh. But I did meet somebody up here, and we've been together over 30 years, and
love it.
Kids, grandkids, all that. So
it's kind of funny in a roundabout way. That was part of why I moved to Washington. There's very many reasons. I wanted to get a hell away from my family because everybody was crazy. So I'm like, let me just get as far away as possible. I also always wanted to see Mudhoney live, and they never went on tour. I had a lot of dumb reasons, but also one drunken night. My friend Janelle and I, who was a buddy in college, we were at a bar, and I go, I think I'm going to move to Seattle. You want to move to Seattle with me? And I always kind of had a crush on her. Never thought she would say. She's like, yeah, that sounds like a blast.
What?
And in my head, I'm like, I should just ask her out to a movie. That would have been a lot cheaper and a lot less difficult. But
now you have a roommate.
Yeah, no, and we moved out with another buddy. We then convinced another buddy drunkenly to come move out with us as well. He was unbearable. So, and she hated him by the time we got to Washington. And then we had to live all together. And she finally was like, I'm moving back home. This is too much for me. And then I was stuck with that dude. And I'm like, I'm moving out. I'm going to go find somewhere else to live.
So did you ever get the tail?
No. She was just, I don't think she had any interest. And I had no game. I can invite you to Seattle. I just can't ask you out on a date.
You still don't have game, Steve.
I know. It's weird. I'm shocked that my wife is even with me.
206-803-ROCK. Matt from Redmond. Our simple question to you. Where are you from and why did you move here?
I'm from Alaska, and I came down for two reasons. One was a girl, and one was to be closer to family.
All right, so we're two for two on tail.
Specifically.
What's that?
I said my niece and nephew specifically.
And have you been loving it here since?
I'm still with my niece and nephew.
But not with the girl.
No.
Well, glad that your niece and nephew didn't break up with you.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Aaron in Tacoma. Where are you from and why did you move to Washington?
I'm originally from California. Moved up here back in 2014 for a girl I met through a dating app.
We're three for three.
That's amazing.
Wait, so how did the relationship end up? Are you guys together?
No.
Oh, wait. So what happened?
So shortly after the new year in 2015, it just wasn't working out, and I decided to stick it out and met my now wife, who I've been with her for 10 years.
Okay.
Nice.
Everybody's having a happy ending.
I just want to talk to somebody where it actually worked out on the first try. Maybe it's Rob in Gig Harbor. Rob from Gig Harbor, where are you from originally, and why did you move here?
Hey, guys. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I moved here under peer pressure, actually.
From a girl?
No, actually, my mom and my brother.
Wait, they were so sick of you that they said move away from us?
They're like, get out. No, actually, what happened was when the world was closed down,
yeah.
My mom called me one day and she said, son, you know how I've always wanted you to get out of California? Well, your brother has a place in the state of Washington you can go live if you like. So he called me one day and we talked. And for about a month after that, they would both call me once a week. When are you moving up? When are you moving? Are you moving? When are you moving? This went on for like almost practically 2 months. And finally, one day, I just said, you know what? What the hell? Put all my stuff in storage and then moved up here. And I've been up here ever since. That was in 2020, right before Thanksgiving.
So are you happy with the decision? Are you glad that they pressured you into moving to Washington?
You know, to be honest with you, I kind of like it out here. Being from L.A., taking a guy from L.A. and putting him in the forest is a definite culture shock.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it's a really beautiful state to live in. I like it. Other than the drivers out here, not a big fan. I thought L.A. was really bad. But I don't know. Washington's a pretty close tie for first when it comes to drivers.
Oh, Washington's crushing it when it comes to terrible drivers. I agree.
Top of the list.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is a website called Screen Rant that put together a fun little piece about musicians that decided to leave their very successful huge bands and then upon starting their solo careers just weren't as successful.
And I'd imagine high expectations. You're like, okay, this guy is a rock star. Let's just see what he does without the other three members, because maybe they're holding him back. And then we find out rather quickly that, no, that's not the case.
He needed them.
So I found some of the ones that they put on this list, and I want to test you guys. And honestly, Danny, I believe that you have a fighting chance in this situation.
I don't.
I really, I legitimately think you do.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of these you might be able to figure out. All right, let's go. Start off with this one. This guy left his band hoping to become a big solo star. Did not work out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Taryn, you think you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
No. Is it Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Look at you, Danny, killing it.
I didn't want to know that one, okay? Let's just...
I honestly forgot he went solo. Here's the crazy part. Back in 2004, this was considered maybe not a great success, but that album went platinum. It sold 1 million copies. Nowadays, that would be like another level of success. Obviously, times have changed with streaming, but the album and the song was called The Great Divide.
Ooh, edgy.
That sounds like a Creed album.
And honestly, dude, you watch the video, you're like, this is just, nothing has changed. Like, he didn't even try and change things up. He just wrote a Creed song without the other members of Creed.
Rinse and repeat, same formula.
Now I'm starting to understand why they did Alter Bridge, because they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing without you, buddy. All right, here's the next one. This one I don't think Danny's going to get, but you never know. You know it?
No.
Taryn?
Yes. This is David Lee Roth.
That's right. From the band?
Van Halen.
And I'll be honest, I think that's David Lee Roth's best song.
Without question.
With Yankee Rose. I like that more than most Van Halen songs. But then I remember being all excited to hear the rest of the record. And I'm like, oh, he figured out how to write one good song. And then it just didn't go very well after that.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Next one. I believe Danny has a shot.
I'm excited.
This came out in 2014. Taryn?
I don't think I know this one.
I'm not recognizing
it. Dude, you're going to kick yourself when you realize who this is, because I honestly didn't even know this person went solo, so that shows how well this record did. But it's this guy. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Interesting.
Never would have, I guess.
The record was called Hesitant Alien. Probably Hesitant Listeners as well. And the song, No Shows.
Which, I honestly thought it was a girl for a second, so.
Yeah, he just totally said, you know what, screw the emo sound. We're going to go with like some kind of, like, you know, shoegazer kind of, like, you know, quirky rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? I feel like, again, Danny, you shouldn't fail us on this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Taryn, do you know it?
Oh, no. What is this?
It's Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
He ditched his hat and decided to let everybody know he has a soulful voice.
Lost a lot of weight then, too. I actually interviewed him during that album cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, like in my old station, and it was so weird to hear his like solo stuff. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same guy that once did this. All right, one more. Are you ready?
All right,
okay.
Deliver it.
I feel like, I don't know if either one of you are going to get this one.
All right.
Walk the empty
desert.
Oh, I got it.
You already got it?
What? For the road I must travel. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Tom Morello. I really liked his. So I followed his solo career a little bit, and then he had the Night Watchman too.
This is the Night Watchman.
Yeah. Yep. So this was a really cool little ditty. It was kind of had some like cowboy undertones. It was pretty cool.
It was a little folky.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. But when people say it was a failure, I'm like, I don't know if he went into this hoping that this would become like a mainstream.
No.
Or a larger-than-life project. I think it was just kind of like a thing to satisfy his little songwriting.
Yeah.
Needs. Yeah.
And he would link up with, like, Ben Harper and do stuff. I mean, he was definitely doing something very different that the Rage fans would probably not necessarily understand.
Definitely a far cry from him playing guitar in this. It's a little bit different.
I mean,
maybe it's the same thing. It's end, I
cannot see. Can you just play guitar again for us there, Steve? Yeah, thank you. He does a little guitar move every time.
He's got a good form. Good form.
It's either that or I have an itchy chest. The Daily Migs
Show. We were hanging out with our son, Barrett, right after dinner, and I decided to pepper him with some questions.
Why?
Because, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm always exploiting my child. I wanted to ask him some questions about who is better at certain things. Mom or dad? Me
okay.
or Brad?
Now, is Brad there when you're asking this?
Of course. Well, he's the one that started it.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, oh, I'm pulling out my phone to record this because I want some proof of what Barrett is saying.
Okay.
So we have someone on hold that wants to play along. They're going to guess and see if they know how Barrett's going to respond to these questions. It's SD in Kincaid. Good morning, SD.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for playing the Soundgarden. That was rocking.
Hell yeah. Spoon Man.
Yeah. Come together with your hands.
Save me. Okay. This isn't karaoke. I don't know.
In the middle of framing a June 94 copy of Rolling Stone with them on the cover. That's what I was doing this morning. So perfect.
Perfect timing. Let's get to the Barrett stuff, though, right now. So what we have is Taryn asked a bunch of questions to her son, Barrett. We're going to have Taryn ask the question. You're going to have to guess whether or not you think that Barrett's going to say mom or dad. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
Barrett, who is smarter, mom or dad?
Ooh, coming out hot with the first question. What do you think, SD?
Oh, I'm going to say mom.
You think mom? Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with dad.
Dad. Is that what you think, or is that what you think Barrett would say?
I think that's what Barrett would say.
Okay, let's find out.
I'm mom.
All right, mom. Yeah! Mom it is. Nice job, SD.
Boom.
All right, next question.
Who is funnier, mom or dad?
Ooh. Ooh. What do you think, SD?
Dad.
Dad.
You gotta be dad.
I'm going to go with mom.
Mom. Let's find out.
I'm mom.
Okay.
Yeah!
I feel like you're leading the witness, though. You're the one asking the question.
Dad was right there.
Yeah, but dad's probably stoned with his guitar in his hand, not even paying attention. Right?
Probably.
You got me, ma'am. Man.
Yeah, if one of the questions is who's more stoned, mom or dad, I think.
It's usually dad.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Who is better at outside chores, mom or dad?
Ooh, what do you think, SD?
I'm going to go dad again.
Outside chores, Danny.
Dad, for sure.
Dad.
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 All right, finally, dad's on the board. Let's go.
Who is better at inside chores, mom or dad?
Oh, man. I know I would lose in this one if I asked Tatum this.
It's got to be mom.
Mom?
Dad.
Mom. Dad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Mom.
Yeah.
Folding that laundry. So good.
Scrubbing them toilets.
Oh, yeah.
Do you scrub the toilets or do you have Brad do it?
I scrub the toilets.
You do?
Yes.
That's the one chore that my wife's like, look, you don't have to do much around the house. I'll vacuum. I'll do the laundry, but like she's like, just scrub the toilets. I don't want to have to deal with that.
All right, Brad needs to step it up.
Talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is better with animals, mom or dad?
All right, what do you think?
Mom.
Mom.
Mom, for sure.
She's the one that wants to bring all the animals into the house.
Yeah. Mom.
Mom, who is better at making dinner, mom or dad?
Are you making dinner at this moment?
No, we had finished the dinner.
Did you make the dinner?
I did.
Okay, see, these questions are loaded. What do you think, SD?
I'm going to say dad.
Ooh, I'll go with mom.
Does dad even ever make dinner?
He does.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Mom.
Mom again?
But do you not want it to be you?
Oh, I don't mind if it's me.
Not very good at anything.
What did Brad just say right there?
Not very good at anything.
Oh, man, poor dad. Not good at anything. All right, next one.
What's something that daddy's really good at?
I'm building.
Building? What's the best?
Okay, also, what is Barrett doing? Is he coloring with crayons?
He's like eating, and then also our dog is panting very loudly in the background.
That's the dog?
The dog is going.
The whole time I thought he was like coloring with a crayon aggressively.
Building? What's the best thing that daddy has ever built?
Covered area.
The covered area? Yep. He built three of those.
No, I can't unhear the dog panting. What's wrong with your dog?
We were playing a mean game of fetch right before dinner.
Fair enough.
Who's more fun to hang out with?
Mommy or daddy?
What do you think? Who's more fun to hang out with?
Dad.
Yeah, dad.
Dad.
Mom.
Oh! Who gives you more treats?
Okay, now are we talking to the dog or are we talking to your son?
Yeah.
All right, who gives more treats? SD.
I'm going to go dad again.
Dad again?
Dad, probably.
Yep.
Daddy.
Congratulations, Brad. At least you give your son and your pets more treats.
Okay, and yeah. Thank you, SD, for playing
along.
You did very well.
And have fun framing that Rolling Stone thing you were doing.
Now tell me this, though. I want you to guess. How many popsicles did Brad give Barrett yesterday?
Oh, man. I'm guessing 3.
I'm going to go with 6.
It was 2.
Two.
Which is 2 more than I would have given him. He didn't clean up his room yesterday.
Okay.
He did not earn that popsicle or the second one.
It's funny you say that because when Sid went off to do her little thing last night, it was daddy-daughter night, and then she came home and like, I did all the dishes. Everything was cleaned up, but there were a couple things that were obvious that we did. She's like, wait, so you had popcorn. You gave her like this Chase juice box thing that from Chase from Paw Patrol. She's like, what else did you give? I'm like, oh, she wanted a mango. Gave her a mango. She's like, what? Do you say no ever?
See, but at least those are kind of healthy. Like the same with Lily and her grandma.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm like on FaceTiming her and then all of a sudden Lily's like, can I have a popsicle? And grandma's like, of course, brings her a popsicle. Then it's like, can I have an ice cream? And I'm like, you just had a popsicle. And she's like, it's different, dad. And I'm like,
It's not different, number one. And secondly, why are you eating that? And then the next thing, can I get a yogurt? What? What are we doing?
What part of no more stuff did you not hear?
And grandma's just like, of course. Dude, of course, my little sweetie.
Tatum cracks me up because she'll ask mom for something. Let's just say, mom, can I have some more popcorn? And Sid will be like, no, you've already had blah, 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 blah. You can't have anything more for the rest of the night. And she doesn't even like, she's not even like sly about it. She just turns and looks at dad, me, and goes, dad, can I have more popcorn? I'm like, wait until mom leaves the room if you want to have more. I'll hook you up. I can't do it when she just said no 2 seconds ago.
Come on, pick up on the social cues here, Tatum.
And then the times where I do that and Sid's not around, as soon as Sid comes back, she goes, dad gave me popcorn. And I'm like, well, I didn't do it like against your will. You did ask for it. Like, thanks for making me look like the jackass.
You need to coach this kid up a little bit, Steve.
I'm failing.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.